T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pennsylvania Republican candidate for governor Scott Wagner on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline this morning. He's over in Philadelphia, and we appreciate your time this morning. Good morning.
Happy to be here. Beautiful day in Philadelphia.
Senator Wagner, let's start with the big story of the day, which is actually happening to our north. It is the first day of recreational marijuana sales in Canada. We asked the governor about this a few weeks ago, and he does not believe at this point that Pennsylvanians are ready for recreational marijuana. What's your view on it?
Well, I would concur with that. I employ about 250 truck drivers in my various companies. I think, you know, we have a heroin opioid crisis here, you know, in Pennsylvania. I mean, we're losing 15 to 20 people a day. You know, and I think the problem with, you know, recreational marijuana, you know, I believe in many ways it is a gateway drug, because, you know, somebody will smoke pot, you know, that was not a big deal, and then it's on to the next thing. What is it, cocaine next? And then, well, that wasn't a big deal, and then what's next, heroin? So, no, I'm not in favor of recreational. But unfortunately, a lot of people are saying, yeah, we really need to legalize this, because it'll bring in so much revenue.
Right.
I mean, is that what this is all about? So, why don't we fill 200 to 400,000 skilled labor positions, get people back to work, and maybe get our government under control. We won't have to, go to that extent where we have to, you know, legalize recreational just for the sake of tax revenue.
Representative Wagner, we have and we are exposed to all these political campaign ads, that, and we see this every cycle. And then as citizens, we don't know what to believe. How do you differ from the current governor, Tom Wolf, and what makes you feel like you would be qualified to be our next governor?
Well, it's simple. I'm a private sector business owner. I'm 63 years old. I've started all my businesses from scratch. I started at age 19. I ran a writing campaign into the state Senate 5 years ago, and I went to Harrisburg, and for a little over four years, I had the opportunity to see, you know, government dysfunction. I'm not trying to be politically correct. I'm not looking to be a career politician. When I'm sworn into the governor's office, I'll be 63. And if I serve two terms, at best, I'll be 71. The beauty about what I'm doing is I don't need the job and I don't need the money. And, of course, I probably don't need all this public lynching that's going on. But I'm there to do a job, and I'm there to represent the citizens of Pennsylvania. And for example, I'm in Philadelphia today. I've been in Philadelphia, I bet, 50 times in the last 2 years. I've been in the really tough urban neighborhoods. I've been in the best parts of the city. I've gone out firsthand, and I've talked to a lot of people. And what makes me more qualified than Governor Wolf is that I have engaged with people. I was telling you earlier, some possibly this week or the beginning of next week, I will crack 700 events this year. And we're talking about going to farms, truck stops, diners, you know, going into the urban neighborhoods and talking to people. Last evening, we had an open house at our Democrats for Wagner office in South Philly. And we had probably 100 people that came in, asked questions. We were talking about, you know, really what's happening in the neighborhoods they live. And I do that. And that's something Governor Wolf has not done. I mean, he's out right now because it's re-election time. But for 3 years, we didn't see the governor. And also for 3 years, this governor didn't sign a budget. And he's just allowed our government operations, financial side, to just continue to basically run on autopilot. And it's not, government in Harrisburg is not meeting the needs of the various areas and issues and people of Pennsylvania. I'm an operations guy, and you just can't sit in. We have a lot of issues, but we can't just have a governor sitting in his office, reading a book, and versus a governor. I'm going to be on the street. I'm going to be out all around Pennsylvania, really from day one, you know, working with the different, people of the different areas and a lot of industries. But I'm a hands-on guy. That's really what it boils down to.
Senator Wagner, I guess the question I would ask about the golf spike Facebook Live is twofold. One, do you feel at this point it was a mistake? And when we asked the governor about it yesterday, he kind of brushed it off, except to say that it is an indication of the difference in temperament of the two candidates.
Well, listen, the Governor Wolf is very laid back. I don't think Governor Wolf gets excited about anything, quite frankly. But I can tell you that I see a lot of things that excite me. Hey, listen, the bottom line is, listen, it was a choice of words that I used. Were they poor? Were they not? I don't know. But have you ever gone to an Eagles game? Have you ever gone to an Eagles game when people are tailgating 2 hours before a big game and everybody's fired up and we're going to, you know what, to this guy, that guy, you know, we're going to beat this team? Listen, at the end of the day, let's pivot away from, you know, what I said or what I didn't say, because this is everybody's focused on sound bites. But let's talk about the 15 or 20 people that died yesterday of heroin overdoses. Let's talk about the 15 or 20 that are going to die today and tomorrow. I mean, let's start talking about the issues. And that's not – Governor Wolf doesn't want to do that. He won't do town hall meetings. He won't do he will not do any debates. He did one where he basically got a free pass sitting on the stage where I was – you know, debating Alex Trebek, which, you know, obviously, you know, was pretty interesting. But at the end of the day, Governor Wolf is, you know, he doesn't want to talk about the issues, and there are a lot of them.
Well, we'd like to invite you back maybe next week, and we can follow up.
I'd love to be back, because I can tell you we have 21 more days, and there are a lot of issues here in Pennsylvania. And I touched on one, this, you know, the drug crisis we have. And, you know, if we took a quick drive into the 16th Ward of Philadelphia, and we looked at all that breathtaking poverty and the trash on the streets and the amount of crime, there's a lot to talk about here. So I would love to come back and keep the dialogue going here up until Election Day.
We will do that. We'll
Senator,
set it up. Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you. Scott Wagner on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.